Today we celebrate the birthday of the church, Pentecost, with the coming of the Holy Spirit. What happened was we have these disciples fearful in the upper room, and then a strong driving wind and tongues as of fire come down and rest upon them. And now they have the courage to go out and to proclaim Christ Jesus, risen from the dead, to all the world. This is the beginning of the church. This is our birthday. Happy birthday. But a lot of times when we look at this feast of the Holy Spirit, we question. We're not really sure who the Holy Spirit is. So often we get confused. I mean, we can connect with the Father, because we know what a father figure is supposed to be. We can connect with Jesus because He came into our humanity. He looks like us. But a baby, as a baby. But as a Holy Spirit, tongues of fire, living water, driving wind, a dove. Not so easy to relate to. Just a little bit confusing there. But here's an image that maybe it'll help a little bit. The Holy Spirit, of course, is God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You've heard that before, right? Oh, yes. Okay, good. That the Holy Spirit is God. Here's the image. That God the Father, for all eternity, loved God the Son. And God the Son, for all eternity, was raising His love back to the Father. And that love was so real that for all eternity, it was a person, the Holy Spirit. It's very much like a marriage, because marriage is made in the image of Almighty God. It is an analogy of the Trinity, where a husband loves a wife and a wife loves a husband, and their love becomes so real. 9 months later, they might just have to give it a name. Their love becomes a person. And for all eternity, the love between Father and Son became the person, the Holy Spirit. To use a more profane analogy, the Father and Son then are kept together, glued, as it were, by the Holy Spirit. And so that Holy Spirit then is the glue between us and the Father, between us and the very life of Almighty God. So this Holy Spirit then connects us to all that God is doing. One of the fathers of the Second Vatican Council spoke it this way. Starts out by what life is like without the Holy Spirit, and then what it's like with the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, God is far away. Christ stays in the past. The gospel is a dead letter. The church is simply an organization. Authority, a matter of domination. Mission, a matter of propaganda. The liturgy, no more than an evocation. Christian living, a slave morality. But in the Holy Spirit, the cosmos is resurrected and groans with the birth pangs of the kingdom. The risen Christ is here. The gospel shows the power of life. The church shows forth the life of the Trinity. Authority is a liberating service. Mission is Pentecost. The liturgy is both memorial and anticipation, and human action is deified. So let's break this up. Without the Holy Spirit, God is far away. The Holy Spirit is what connects us to Almighty God. Without the Holy Spirit, He's just somewhere out there. But in the Holy Spirit, the cosmos is resurrected and groans with the birth pangs of the kingdom, that we can see the finger of Almighty God in all of nature, in each person. We can see God working in our midst. He's not distant. He is here. Without the Holy Spirit, Christ stays in the past. He's just another one of those people that lived 2,000 years ago. Maybe someone we admire, for instance, like an Abraham Lincoln, but someone from the past. But in the Holy Spirit, we are now connected to Christ, and so the risen Christ is here, and we can have a living relationship with the living God. Christ now can enter into our hearts, into our souls. He's not someone distant from us. Without the Holy Spirit, the gospel is a dead letter. Yeah, you might claim, okay, maybe it is God's word that was spoken to us, but that's what he said 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. It doesn't speak to us today without the Holy Spirit. But in the Holy Spirit, the gospel is the power of life. The whole scriptures are God's word, not from 2,000 years ago, but what he has to say to us here and now, today. You ever think about this? God is speaking to us today. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. It's happened to me so many times where I'm either listening to the scriptures at Mass or I'm reading through the scriptures on my own in prayer. And something I may have read 1,000 times before now jumps off the page and it's like it strikes me in the heart and it's as if I've never heard it before. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Where God is now speaking His word of life to me. Right here, right now, in my particular circumstances. The gospel is the power of life. And God does have a word for each one of us. All the time, if we have but ears to hear. Without the Holy Spirit, the church is simply an organization. And isn't that how the world and the media puts it out there today? The church is just like every other organization out there. We have our bylaws, we have our rules, we have... You can join it and be a part of it. It's a good extracurricular activity. But that's not what the church is at all. That's not what God established it to be. That's not why Christ came at all. But in the Holy Spirit, the church shows forth the life of the Trinity. You see, in the scriptures, never do we hear the church referred to as an organization. In the scriptures, the church, which is us, is seen as the bride of Christ. That we are the bride of Christ, loved, spotless. Even in our frail humanity.